Hello and welcome to the second golden age of radio. My name is Richard Templeman.
And I'm Kelly Talley.
And we're here today for the first episode of our podcast.
We're so excited.
Yep. So, today we will be discussing an old-time radio show, something that was on the radio years ago in the first golden age of radio.
The first golden age of radio? What do you mean?
Well, what I mean to say is that in the late 30s, 40s, and 50s, basically, is when the first golden age of radio happened, where we had every family in the United States, even though it was fresh into the Depression and after the Depression.
Okay.
Every family had a big, huge radio in their living room, and they'd listen to all sorts of shows, melodramas, mysteries, comedies, etc., etc.
So I got you. So I guess I knew that there were radio shows, but I didn't realize all the different, like, it was just like television shows, really.
Yeah.
Just radio shows.
In fact, you know how video killed the radio star?
Yeah.
So before that, it was television killed the radio drama.
Oh, okay.
So unique today is we're going to be talking about a radio program called My Favorite Husband.
Yeah, and you've listened to lots of radio shows.
Oh, tons. When I was younger, I had Napster, right?
Right.
And I was downloading music, and I was very eclectic and young and didn't know much about music. But I did like, and the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. I liked Cat Stevens.
Stevens.
Yeah. So I looked up that song on Napster. Ended up accidentally downloading Cat's Cradle, which was a Vincent Price radio show.
Oh.
And I was so enamored by it. I was sucked in. I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to torture these guys. It's scary and it's interesting and it's, you know, movies for my mind.
The Price of Fear. Brought to you by Vincent Price. Hello there. Do you own a cat? Or rather, I should say, does a cat own you?
That's pretty cool. I mean, I knew about radio shows, but of course, since before we were friends, I didn't really know anything. And the show you're talking about today that we're supposed to listen to, My Favorite Husband, the only thing I've heard of it is just when it comes up on your shuffle over and over again.
That's right.
This is My Favorite Husband, starring
Lucille Ball with Richard Denning.
Yeah, and that's as far as I ever get into it. So I don't actually know. I haven't actually listened to one all the way through to know what it is.
And that's what we'll do today. I guess first I'll start off by explaining the history of it.
Okay.
The series was based on the novels Mr. and Mrs. Cugat, The Record of a Happy Marriage, and also Outside Eden, written by Isabel Scott Rorick. They actually made a film of it, which I didn't know about, called Are Husbands Necessary?
Well, are they?
I don't think so.
I don't know either.
So they did make that. But My Favorite Husband began on CBS Radio, starring Lucille Ball and Richard Denning as Liz and George Cugat.
So in this case, it didn't kill that radio star. She became a television star.
Well, the trick is, her show basically transitioned from the radio My Favorite Husband and was later developed into the show I Love Lucy.
Ah.
So she became groundbreaking in that way. And a lot of radio shows did that, but of course hers is probably most famous.
Right.
There was like the Honeymooners and different shows that started
that were started out as radio shows.
George Burns, Gracie Allen show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that they were originally on the radio. Oh, Abbott and Costello, that's a famous one too.
Abbott and Costello were on television?
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't know. So famous, Kelly forgot.
I mean, of course I know them, but I thought they were just radio people.
Yeah, they were most famous on radio, but they also had TV.
Okay.
Who's on First? And
Yeah, I remember Who's on First, but that was radio, right?
And television.
Shut up. Okay.
My Favorite Husband. So they were originally, of course, based on the characters Mr. and Mrs. Cugat, Liz and George Cugat. Well, I knew that they changed their last name, but I didn't know why, so I did some research, and it was because 20 episodes in, there was a lot of confusion with the band leader, Xavier Cugat. So they had to change it to Liz and George Cooper, which sounds like a normal last name anyway.
That's funny. So why would they have been named?
So, like, when people are trying to listen to the radio, and they are trying to find the Xavier Cugat, you know, orchestra, you know, because he's a band leader.
Yeah.
So they're trying to find his show, but they end up stumbling on their show, and so they didn't like that.
Interesting.
So they forced a name change, but it worked. It was brought to you by Jell-O.
J-E-L-L-O.
Exactly.
Got you.
The Jell-O family of desserts. That was their sponsor.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka puddings. Yes, sirree.
The program had 124 episodes from July 23rd, 1948 through March
31st,
1951.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty long run.
Yeah.
And then immediately, I Love Lucy was happening.
Oh, really? Like, before the show was over?
Or, I feel like I Love Lucy started in either 50 or 51, so it didn't take long.
So this is like the transition of when people were going from radio to television.
Exactly. Like, this was on the cusp of it. So this was, yeah, so this is at the golden age of radio, like, at the very end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll cover shows from all of that era.
Okay.
But this is what we're starting with. Yeah, they wanted My Favorite Husband to be converted into a TV show, but Lucille Ball said she wouldn't do it with Richard Denning. She would only do it if Desi Arnaz, her real-life
husband,
could actually do it. And people kind of were balked at that. And so she ended up having to do some live vaudeville shows with her husband to prove that they're funny together.
Yeah.
And it worked, and they had him as I Love Lucy. So
cool.
It's different. Probably more.
It's a totally different show, really.
It's a different show with all the same.
But the same.
With
yeah,
all
I
the
see
same
what you're saying.
Plot twists, if you will.
Yeah, the same comedic elements, but just, it's obviously going to be a different dynamic.
Exactly.
Two different leading people.
There was also a TV show of My Favorite Husband that I had no idea about, and I can't find any video of it, but that was in 1953 with Barry Nelson and Joan Caulfield.
Okay.
Basically, it's the same show as the radio show, just with not Lucille Ball and not Richard Denning. Just different people.
Interesting.
All right, so today the episode we're going to be listening to is called Spring Cleaning. We're going to take a chance to listen to it. Kelly and I are going to talk about it. And then we're going to do our own little updated version of it.
That sounds really fun.
All right, I'm excited.
Yay! All right, let's hear what I think about it.
All right, be right back.
Okay.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Jell-O, everybody.
Yes, it's the new gay family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers tonight, we see a story unfolding. A story that started a week ago, one night when George and Liz were walking home from a movie.
Well, that was a pretty good show, Liz.
I bet you'd have liked it better if you hadn't slept through it.
I did not sleep through it.
All right, tell me what it was about.
Well,
We've just listened to the episode Spring Cleaning.
Of My Favorite Husband.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was aired April 30th, 1950.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That was a long time ago.
I know. So I guess we could describe the brief synopsis.
Okay. So I guess it's just an episode of comedic misunderstanding.
For sure.
Yeah. So they're cleaning, well, Mrs. Cooper and her maid, Katie.
Her maid, Katie.
Are cleaning. And she finds a bunch of old love letters to Mr. Cooper.
From herself that she forgot about.
Yeah, she forgot that she had written them. And she's reading them and going, I can't believe it. Listen to these old letters that she wrote. That this girl wrote to my husband. And then she's like, oh, wait, I'm the person. So she finds it, and then she decides she's going to play a trick on George because he won't help her with the spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so she gives him a love letter to make him, to get a laugh out of him, to make him happy. But instead, he's afraid that he got it from someone else.
His secretary, who's been crushing on him.
Yeah.
You know, because secretaries do that.
That's what they do to their bosses.
They learned that in business school.
That's right. That was one of the jokes. I don't care what you heard in business school. I love my wife. So funny.
So he tries to end the relationship with the secretary, which makes Liz confused that there really was a relationship.
Yeah, because she thought that there was a relationship. She thought there wasn't. And then when he reacted that way to the letter that she gave him, she was worried that there really was one. And then he gets on the phone with his secretary and he's like, but I love my wife.
And she's like, oh, I love my husband. But she's hiding in a closet.
Yeah, she's been hiding in a closet to eavesdrop on his conversation. And she's like, whatever happens, Katie, he can't find out. So, of course, he's going to find out.
That they're in the closet.
That they're in the closet. And that she's been snooping on him.
And then the episode ends and it's really funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it ends with him realizing that she's hiding in a closet. And she pretends that she's vacuuming. Telling Katie that she needs to vacuum every corner of the closet even.
So,
well, lots of really know if he bought it or not.
Right. Probably not. Yeah, probably not. The episode kind of ends there, but it's like on a big laugh.
Yeah, it's kind of funny actually that they ended on a... You know, you expect it to tie up all the loose ends.
Yeah, like to resolve, but...
Right, and it does resolve, but it resolves comedically, not... There's no, oh, honey, I was just so jealous. And he's like, oh, honey, you shouldn't be jealous. You should trust me. Like, you expect...
Yeah, that's the common...
Shows to resolve nowadays.
The common sitcom construct is they'll have a lesson at the end. Yeah,
but this one just ends with her being discovered. And so it's kind of interesting, actually.
Ends on a high note.
Yeah.
Instead of
would they come back? They wouldn't come back like with that same episode next week.
No, they wouldn't. Continue. They wouldn't. Okay. And sometimes they end like that, where, you know, just at the peak of all the conflict and action resolution, it just kind of ends.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
I guess some things we noticed that wouldn't survive in today's standards.
Oh my gosh.
The blatant sexism.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a joke that he made.
Oh.
He's talking to, I don't know, a coworker. What is he talking to?
His boss.
So, her husband is talking to his boss, and he's like, I don't know if I should, what was the joke? I don't know if I should try to call her, and he's like, oh, have you ever tried calling her like this? Here, girl, come on.
Oh, yeah, as if as secretary was a puppy.
Yeah.
Young, why don't you have a talk with her? Well, how can I? She comes into the office and sits there looking at me like a cocker spaniel. What can I say to her? Have you tried, here, Gladys?
Don't you call her like this? Come here, girl. Come here.
Exactly. And then in the middle of the show is sponsored by Jell-O. In the middle of the show, it said, oh, it is spring cleaning time around the nation, so all you women are hard at work cleaning the house. Just not even assumed. We just like, they knew.
Me?
They knew that was happening. Yeah, that just women could be cleaning. And we know you don't have time, so why not Jell-O pudding for dinner?
Like, and I mean, I guess that's true in the 50s, right? Oh, yeah. And yes. Let's make them something quick. Jell-O pudding.
It's like, why would you make Jell-O pudding at all? Like, why is that?
Jell-O pudding is perfectly delicious, but...
Maybe not for a meal.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like something I feel like nowadays we take to church socials and things.
Yeah, for dessert or...
I don't know. Maybe I should just go make up a batch of Jell-O. Maybe it's better than I remember.
The advertising is working.
Chocolate pudding with pistachio whipped cream that is made with almonds. So I guess
right. You
would call it almond cream, but no. Let's call it pistachio cream. I don't know.
Well, no doubt spring house cleaning is sweeping the country right now, and every woman's as busy as a beaver. So here's a swell time-saving tip. Delectable desserts made quick as a wink with Jell-O tapioca puddings. Sure, there's nothing to it, because Jell-O tapioca puddings are ready prepared. All you do is add milk, and they take about 5 minutes to cook in an ordinary saucepan. Nothing to go wrong. Here's a springtime charmer made with rich, distinctive Jell-O chocolate tapioca. You just prepare it as directed, then top each serving with pistachio cream, foamy whipped cream flavored with almond extract, tinted a gay green and sprinkled with pistachio nuts. You'll find this delicious new dessert featured in McCall's magazine for May. And you'll find that all three Jell-O tapioca puddings are a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. Jell-O chocolate, vanilla, and orange coconut tapioca. They'll show you why more women buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. That name Jell-O is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
Sounds kind of yummy, actually. So maybe the advertising worked even 60 years later.
I know. Bless their hearts.
Yay.
So Kelly and I have the task where we need to redo this or modernize this episode. And I've already had some ideas about it, but there's a lot that needs to be changed to make it kind of a current plot for today's radio or podcasting standards.
Yeah, I mean, I guess spring cleaning still happens.
I was thinking, though, that you don't really... I mean, it's not an institutionalized spring cleaning thing, but what I'm thinking, like, at least from personal experience, that my mom does to my dad especially, and probably yours or, you know, anyone, my mom will try to get my dad to remodel a room in the house. And so for me, that seems more typical. But I mean, that's just my
idea. I don't know. My house is just the same, but maybe that's a Southern thing too. But my house is just the same. And you know, my family's house is always a mess. So it's a constant, come on, Dad, help me clean that.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's the HGTV TLC influence,
but I can see the modern touch being remodeled.
Let's remodel a room, and that's why you would need his help.
Yeah.
So I kind of have that as a basis to the start. Some things that would change. I don't think he would really have a secretary, or he might, but I don't think it would be cliche, that kind of relationship. I think maybe he has a new coworker, an equal, like less sexist to have an equal crush on him. Do you think?
I mean, in a modern...
You could still have a secretary.
World, yes. Yes, in a modern world, perhaps that would be... I think, unfortunately, probably there's still a lot of female secretaries
and they're
taking
not really
care of male-dominated societies. But there's also a lot more
like
change than there was in the 50s, for
right.
sure.
They're
so
not,
if we're doing a more modern take, that makes more sense.
They're not called secretaries.
Administrative assistants.
Thank you.
I was administrative assistant for several years.
Yes, she was a administrative
assistant. Hey, now. Knock it off.
All right, so
we've
got that. And so should he still be working at a bank? Does that make sense?
Oh, sure.
It's still... You work at a bank.
People work at banks?
All right, so you think it could be like a coworker maybe that he...
Sure.
Like someone transferred in that is crushing on him. They're probably IMing on that little bank service that they have.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
That's how they're flirting. I'm trying to think modern aspect. And so I think, would there be love letters still? Like, but I think they'd be more like notes they passed around in high school.
Oh, you
they
think?
Say. Would they actually mail love
do people
letters?
Do that? They just text each other now.
Right, but I mean, they're married for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying the original.
Old, the letters that they find. I don't think they'd be mailed letters.
Yeah, that's,
I think they'd
that's
be
kind
notes.
Of true, Ben, because I can remember when I was working with the youth, they all did the... They thought they were teaching me something new, and they were teaching me how to fold up letters to
Santa. Yeah, and we did that.
Yeah, so they thought that was like some sort of old-fashioned trick that they had found. And I was like, that's what I did in high school, guys.
Yeah,
you're not teaching me anything new.
You're not teaching this old dog new tricks.
Ba-dum-tsh.
That's a joke that
you... Here, Kelly.
Here, Kelly. Here, Kelly. That's a joke you'd find in the show. Oh, dear. All right, so that's good. Maybe we'll have it be notes passed around. And then remodel. I kind of like that. Just give it a new spin. I don't think he'd be calling. I think he might be texting. And I think she might find his phone and find the texts.
Yeah.
More. That'd be more likely to happen. I also scratch the maid and just make her a best friend.
Yeah.
There's no way that they'd have a maid at all.
No, I mean, and even if she... Because lots of people have maids.
But they're not like
but
that.
But they're not like buddies that live in the house with them or hang out with them.
Yeah, it's a different relationship.
It's mostly just like they come in while you're out doing things or taking care of your kid or whatever and just do things. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same relationship that I guess women maybe had with their maids. I don't know if that's really a relationship back then or not, but...
It sounds like it was.
In the construct of the story, at least, for sure.
All right, so we have some ideas. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our show, our revamped My Favorite Husband.
Yes.
All
revamped.
Right.
All new.
All new. Hey, and welcome to another episode of You're My Favorite, starring Kelly Tolley and Richard Templeman. They play the Coopers, as well as secondary characters in the Coopers' lives. Now today, the Coopers are spending a beautiful spring day Liz is at home and George is at work. Liz is talking to her sassy best friend, Katie.
Katie?
Yeah, Liz?
I've been talking to George about remodeling our bathroom.
Uh-oh.
What kind of an uh-oh is that?
Oh, whenever you ask George to help you on a project, I'm the one that ends up helping you.
Well, maybe we can skip to the part where you feel sorry for me and just help me with the bathroom?
Well, that would save you some time, huh?
It would. I mean, it would save you time, and that's the most important.
My time?
Yeah, I care about you. Why do you sound so skeptical?
Well, it's just that when you had George help you remodel the kitchen, I had to take a whole week off work.
That doesn't really sound like me.
Surely you just...
Say what? I'm not wearing a vest.
Shut up.
Say what?
Hey, what are we even talking about here?
You're helping me with the remodel?
Okay, let's skip to the part where I say no and you deal with it.
No, Katie. I mean, George is going to help us.
Oh, he is. When did he say that?
He told me. Later today.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to put my foot down and George is going to help. Last time, who did all the heavy work?
I did.
Well, who put up the drywall?
I did.
Who carried the granite countertop in?
I did everything.
Yeah, and I'm tired of it.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Well, maybe I'll say it in a better way. Give me a chance.
Look, I do have an idea. I've been married more times than you, so I've played this game before. You've got to trick him into doing it for you.
Trick him?
Yeah. Pretend you're hiring a bunch of people to do the remodel and it's going to cost a crap load of money.
Oh, Katie, that may work. George will be home any minute. Help me pull up some expensive estimates.
Okay. Now let's visit George at work at the bank.
Come in.
Hey, Rudy.
Hey.
I guess I wanted to sit down and have a meeting with you because I was worried about one of my new coworkers.
Oh no, what's going on, George?
Well, it's just that she's flirtatious.
She's flirtatious?
Yeah. Cindy just kind of, you know, tries to bat her eyes at me a little. And also, when she passes by, she kind of smacks my ass a little.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of a problem. I think it's borderline sexual harassment.
Do we need to file a claim?
No. Like, I really don't want to. I mean, I think she means well, and I would hate to see her go, but really, I think you just need to schedule us apart or something. Why don't I talk to her first? I mean, I just want to let you know that there might be a future sexual harassment issue.
Well, what are you going to say to her, George?
I guess I'll know when I figure that out.
I think we gotta come up with a plan of action.
That sounds reasonable.
Okay, so you're gonna try to talk to her first.
Yes.
And you're sure this is flirting that's happening and not just dust in the eye?
And dust on my ass?
Fair point, George.
So, I guess I'll take care of it, though. I don't want to see Cindy lose her job over it, and it could be a misunderstanding. She is foreign.
Okay, George, I'm going to give this a chance, and if it doesn't work out, we'll have to take it to the next level.
All right. I hope she just doesn't want to take it to the next level.
Too true.
All right. Thanks, boss.
You're welcome, George. Anytime. I think we've got everything here. We've got the expensive estimates. We've got the tools. We've got the hammers and the saws. And what else do people use to remodel the house?
Oh, paint.
Okay.
And paint.
Okay, so I think we've got everything we need.
All right, so I'm going to let you go, Liz, because I don't want to be a part of this in case things go sour.
No, you have to stay.
All right, at least let me hide in the other room.
All right, okay.
All right. Liz, I'm home!
Oh, honey, that's so antiquated, but come on in!
I just thought I would be old-fashioned for, you know, my really sexy wife.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Mm. Mwah. So what's this mess going on here in the bathroom?
Oh, you know, I've been talking to you about remodeling the bathroom.
Yeah,
it looks... And I just decided to take it on for myself.
What? Why?
Well, I just... It's been here so long, it needs to be updated.
I thought that avocado color would come back in style.
Avocado color is never coming back in style. It's time. It's time to update. So I went ahead and got some estimates.
Whoa!
And we're ready to get things started.
That's a lot of zeros at the end of these numbers.
Well, this stuff isn't cheap. Remodeling a house? Might have to take an extra loan out.
Oh my goodness.
There's the bank.
Hiring all these different contractors to do the work?
It takes a whole lot of people to get this done.
Well, I can't let you do this.
What are you gonna do then?
I guess we could. I mean, I could do it.
You could do it?
A lot cheaper than these bozos.
Oh, George, would you do that for me? Would you help me do it?
Sure. Where are the contractors? Let's just send them away right now. We just can't.
Oh, he's downstairs.
Really?
Right. Yeah, I was having them look at the basement for after we remodeled the bathroom.
Well, go get them.
Oh, okay, I'll be back in just a minute. Oh, what am I gonna do? How am I gonna fix this?
Where are they?
They must have stepped outside.
Are you sure that you hired all these different contractors? Or maybe you were just totally lying to me. You have an option here. Tell me the truth now, and maybe I won't be as mad.
Okay, George, I just really wanted you to help me.
Well, I was gonna help you, but now that you pulled one over on me, I don't think I'm gonna help you.
Why? I just really wanted to jumpstart this and get it going. I'm so sorry. I just really want to get our bathroom remodeled.
Well, wonderful. You're going to have a lot of fun remodeling it all by yourself now.
Would you do that to me?
I would do it to anyone.
Oh, no.
Now, I've got a couple emails I have to respond to for work. So if you need me, I'll be in the computer room.
Okay, I guess I'll just be... remodeling the bathroom.
So what did George say?
It was awful. My plan backfired. It's terrible, Katie. Now I have to do everything myself.
Oh, you'll do it all yourself? Like last time?
Yes, Katie, I'll have to do it all myself. I'm gonna try and find another plan.
Well, while I was in the other room, hiding, I did stumble upon this box of cute notes that were folded up in a clever way. They're, like, all written to George, but they're, like, got hearts and
stuff. Oh my goodness, I'll bet they're love letters from before I was together with George. I'll bet they're old...
Love notes.
Love notes from high school.
From the other girls?
Oh, I bet it is.
It's cute. Well, I've been reading them, truth be told.
You've been reading them?
Yeah, they're, like, really adorable.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
I don't want to read it, though.
Why not?
I don't want to be in trouble for snooping.
Will I be in trouble for snooping?
You read it for me. That makes perfect sense.
All right. Dear Georgie. Oh.
Georgie. Oh, how cute.
That's a cute little name. Dear Georgie. Ever since first period, I can't stop thinking about you.
Oh my goodness.
LOL. Oh.
LOL.
That must have been right when that came out.
I guess so.
Oh, how cute. I hope I can make it to sixth period. Well, I mean, she can't even make a whole day without him.
Wow.
Things at class have been so boring. Makes me wish I was hearing all your jokes.
Oh my goodness.
Big smiley face.
Wow.
Very good.
That is a big smiley face.
Very big artistry. Hey, don't read it.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, G2G,
G2G.
Got to go.
Oh, my goodness.
So cute.
Wow. I forgot about that.
G2G and Miss You a Lot. XOXOXOXO. These are kind of like gross and cute.
Oh my gosh, they are really gross and cute. Whoever did this must have been...
Signed Lizzie? It was you!
It was me. Oh my goodness. I don't even remember writing those.
How cute. There's so many of them too.
There are?
Yeah.
I must have been really crazy about him.
Hey, why don't you give them back to him?
Should I give them back to him to play a trick on him to get him to... This is going to work. We're going to play a trick on him to get him to help us.
Okay, I mean, playing a trick on him before totally worked, so let's try
this
again.
This time it's going to work.
All right, we'll try
again.
We're going
to give him these letters because if I don't remember that I wrote them, he probably doesn't remember he wrote them either.
Okay.
It will just make him come back and help me. I don't know how, but it's going to work.
All right, whatever you say, Liz.
Well, thanks, Katie, you're the best.
I know. Hey, Liz.
Yes, George.
I found a few weird folded papers on the table.
Oh, I found those. And I found those outside the door earlier, and I wanted to give them to you because they seemed like they were yours.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Dear George, oh, I see. These are just, the local youth group has given me a couple of letters saying I was great to help them at their latest activity when we did the financial seminar for the youth group.
They did? Oh, that's so sweet. What did they say about you?
They said I was great helper. Good job, George.
Oh, that's so nice. Can I see what they...
No, I will be taking these and...
Oh.
You know, because I wasn't the only banker there. I better share them with Rudy and the other tellers.
Okay, George. Go ahead and show that to them.
All right. Bye, Liz. I'm going to go show that to them.
Okay. Bye, George.
How did the letters go with George? Did it somehow help your case?
Not so far. He got them and didn't show me the letters. He just hid. I think there is someone else. He said they were from the youth group. What am I going to do, Katie?
Well, I suppose you need to look at his phone. That's what I did for several of my ex-husbands.
And that worked out well, too. All right, I'll look at his phone. We'll see who he's texting about these letters. Says Dear Rudy. Why did he say Dear Rudy to his boss? Dear Rudy, I think that things are getting more serious. Got a middle school love letter from Cindy today. Think we need to take this to the next level. Signed, George. Such an old-fashioned letter on a text. Interesting. I think it does mean something. I think it means that there is somebody.
Liz, have you seen my phone?
It's right here, honey. I don't know. You must have left it in here when we were looking at the youth group letters earlier.
Well, that's funny. I really thought I brought it into the study with me, but...
Oh, I don't know. That's okay. Where it was, on the table.
Liz, you're not lying to me, are you?
No.
Like, earlier this evening, you were lying to me. And you had
it
that...
was just harmless fun earlier. I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, I'm going to make a quick phone call just to clear something up.
George, are you sure you want to do that?
Well, I just have to make things official with some business that I'm working on.
It's funny that you don't want to tell me about that business that you're doing.
Well, you know, client confidentiality and so forth.
I guess so. Okay.
Yeah, don't you worry.
All right, George.
All right. So I'll just be in the other room then.
Okay.
Hello, Cindy? I got your letters. And I really don't feel comfortable. I really don't feel comfortable, Cindy, with the letters you sent. No, stop playing dumb with me. I mean, I feel the ass grabs. And I know what you're doing. And it's not right. And it just needs to end. Because I'm in a healthy relationship with my wife. And Liz and I love each other. And I know maybe you got the wrong vibe, but I think everything is going to be fine. And I would hate to file a sexual harassment against you. I would hate to do that.
Katie, he loves me.
All right, it sounds good. I'm sorry for any misunderstanding. All right, no, I think we can work together just fine. I just want this to be open and clear.
Ooh, all of these tools outside the door here are covered in dust and they're making me want to sneeze.
All right, bye. What was that? Liz, are you listening outside the door?
Oh, no!
Liz.
I'm so happy to know that you love me.
Well, I told you I did. Why don't you ever trust me? I guess if you weren't the way you were, I wouldn't like you as much as I do.
Oh, George, and I like you too for putting up with all of my...
idiosyncrasies?
Idiosyncrasies! Yes, honey!
Well, you're my favorite idiosyncrasy. Oh,
you're my favorite too.
Alright, that was our episode of You're My Favorite.
You're My Favorite. And we really had fun doing it.
Yeah, so hopefully as we continue with the show.
Yeah, I'm hoping to learn more about, I'm excited to do some sort of mysteries or things and hear more about these podcasts. I'm excited to hear about the ones that you saw that or listened to that really inspired you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited too.
It's been fun.
So tune in next week with our second episode. For now, signing off, I'm Richard Templeman.
And I'm Kelly Tolley.
And this has been Second Golden Age of Radio.
Okay, Katie, I think we have everything here. We've got the expense reports,